class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello and welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday. That burst of relief from our responsibilities all week so that we can kind of gear up for the weekend and take our awareness to those places that bring us harmony and joy and peace and bliss. To those of you who are my regulars, I want to welcome you. Today we have a very special guest that will, I'm sure, provide you with as much information as you can handle on this topic of spiritual wellness. And to those of you who have just joined me or have kind of stumbled onto this show and this is your first time listening and being with us, we want to welcome you, extend a very special welcome and ask you to relax, invite you to have paper and pencil because there is much information that is coming your way. And to remind all of my listeners that at Spirituality 101, we welcome each and every one of you, and we like to remind you of the fact that here at Spirituality 101, we are in no way hung up on the path that you have chosen for your growth and development. We are happy to support you, to provide information, to give insight, to urge you along, to celebrate with you on this amazing spiritual journey called life. So welcome, relax, and our topic today is spiritual wellness. And the e-card that went out read something like this. All of us can easily relate to and answer the question, how fit are you? How well would you fare with this question, how would you rate your spiritual wellness? This week's class will offer assessment, guidance on the dimensions of spiritual wellness, how to assess it, how to maintain it, and how to ascend to those higher esoteric levels that will bring change in these very, very evolutionary times. And so I think if you are serious about your growth and your development, this week's class is for you. I have a guest today, and his name is Jim Goodwin, and he is the founder and director of Asante Wellness Center in Maryland. He's an amazing teacher, philosopher, healer, medical intuitive, but I'll let him tell you more about who he is and what he knows that we need to discover or uncover today about this topic of spiritual wellness. Welcome to the show, Jim. Are you there?
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Thank you so much. It's the beginning of the weekend. Isn't it a fun time?
Yes.
So, to begin with, of course, I want to ask you, give me an aha moment from your life. I mean, we've all been on this spiritual journey, and along the way, we have these aha moments, you know, when a light bulb goes off at the top of the head, and we go, oh, so that's what that's about. I'd like to ask you to share one of those moments with us.
Oh, okay. You caught me off guard a little bit. I think that I have aha moments almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, how to pick just one. I think that a real aha moment for me where my mind goes is back a few decades, actually. When I was 18 years old, I was experimenting with psychic transmissions, if you would, communication without words, with my college girlfriend at the time. And we used to practice passing ideas or colors or pictures back and forth and see if the other one could pick up on it. And one day she was complaining about a headache. And I just put my hand to her temple and tried to see if I could see the headache. And I could, and it actually showed up as a shadow in her auric field. And I just wanted to make it better. And I noticed that this wonderful blue light shot out of my heart and through my arm and out through my fingertips and right into that shadowed place in her head.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Oh, my goodness, what did you just do? My headache is gone."
Oh.
And so that aha moment was, oh, simply through my intention, this blue light comes, and blue is good for healing. Oh, boy, that has started quite a snowball effect as I began to realize that my intention and what I would see in my mind's eye with clear focus really did have impact.
Isn't that amazing? And what I'm hearing there is you discovered in that moment the power of intention.
Yes.
Yes. As we think it, as we intend it, so it is. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, I direct a small wellness center in Silver Spring, Maryland. My private practice, I'm a professional counselor. I specialize in holistic health, mind, body, and spirit health. I'm also medical intuitive, so I read auras and help people to discern what's going on with their body, their mind, their spirit, and be able to affect positive changes in any of those domains. Well, where would you like me to go with that?
Yes, that's a mouthful. That is a mouthful. So in pointing, in fact, what I'm hearing here is that you are very, very well acquainted with this term, spiritual wellness.
Yes.
And the fact that you function in both worlds, you're a professional counselor, which is like, was like a whole other interview. How do you integrate the spiritual into the professional? That's a whole other interview. But what I'm hearing is that all of the work that you do and all of your focus is about this thing called wellness. What definition would you give me for that term, spiritual wellness?
Spiritual wellness, relates to just an ease of flow. I believe that we're connected to all of creation, and all of creation is set up to cycle with ease. Creation is self-sustaining and self-bettering. And when we are spiritually well, we can feel our place within that flow. We can affect positive changes simply by allowing ourselves to be in that flow, correcting areas that are stuck or blocked from flow, and bringing a power to our intention and ability to tap into those vast resources that are present all around us and within us to affect positive change.
But you know, I'm going to go right back to that phrase that just flowed so beautifully out of your mouth. Power of our intention. How do you get that across to your clients? I mean, you say that and I've got all sorts of images and pictures in my mind, but how do you get that across to clients? You're working with someone and they're at this ease, at this level, maybe the physical level, maybe the mental level, the spiritual level. How do you get across the fact that the goal here is to get you back into spiritual wellness, and it is directly connected or linked to this thing called the power of our intention?
Mm-hmm. Very often the place that I like to start, people will often come for counseling because there is a dis-ease. There is some area of life or some aspect of their physical or emotional health that is not working well for them. And, of course, they need to name that. But very quickly, I like to move to their ideal. I like to encourage patients, students, clients, friends to describe for me what they would like to see happening.
Uh-huh.
Best case scenario, to look at the whole forest and to even close their eyes and picture it and evoke their senses to see if they can smell what that ideal experience would smell like, taste like, feel like, look like? What does it feel like inside? And very quickly, as people begin to develop their imagination of what would be ideal, there's a shift in their energy field.
Uh-huh.
The facial expression relaxes, and often they'll develop a soft, wan little smile. And the body begins to calm, and those muscles that were held tight begin to lengthen and relax. And they just begin to feel the possibility of their ideal.
Uh-huh.
Once we can tap into the feeling of that, we can open up more and more fully, especially with practice, our channels to those divine possibilities. We're limitless beings. And what we imagine, we can create. There are a lot of beliefs that would stop us, but to relax into an ideal begins to set that energy in motion and begins to allow our bodies, our minds, our spirits to open to the possibilities of that which we can create, co-create, I should say, with the divine.
Wow. You say that with such ease.
When we have an idea of where we might go, and we have an idea we can tap into what it feels like, then we can build upon that. And often from there, I tend to be a forest first thinker and then titrate down to the individual trees, whereas
uh-huh.
I think many people tend to start with the details, and as soon as they hit a block, can't even imagine the whole forest. I like to go the opposite direction, start with the forest,
uh-huh.
break it down to the trees. So as we tap into that feeling, then we can also start looking at, on a practical level, what might be the next right thing toward that feeling?
Uh-huh.
The next right thing. And then we'll develop a plan for where we may begin to head in that direction.
Sounds absolutely harmonious. Stress. Let's talk about stress. I'm sure you deal with a lot of stress. What part or what role does physical stress play in getting us off balance with our spiritual practices?
As I said earlier, I believe that there's a continuous overlap between mind, body, and spirit. And all of those aspects of ourselves are held within a grander context, a purpose for being, life's journey, life lessons, all held in the context of the universe, God, the divine, whatever we want to call it. But there is continuous overlap between mind, body, and spirit. Our body will very often give us clues to areas of negative thinking or blocked spiritual flow. So often I'll use the analogy of the body as our dashboard. Like the dashboard
uh-huh.
of our car, and it has all these indicator lights. It lets us know when we're low on fuel, or we need an oil change.
Uh-huh.
Or my car recently told me to pull over at the earliest possible convenience as it was overheating. Our body gives us those clues and lets us know where we are somehow off balance.
And so stress in the body could become, what I'm hearing here, a blockage to really spiritual wellness.
Yes, yes. Stress held within the body lets us know that there are other things going on, that we are perhaps not tapping into the full spiritual abundance and all the resources available to us, that we have somehow hindered the flow, and that we can readjust and tap into that flow, and we will feel the direct results of diminished stress.
I see they are already queuing us out on our first break. Please don't go away. There's a lot more to come. This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma and my guest today. And after the break, we'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I have with me my guest, Jim Goodwin. He is the founder and director of a wonderful, wonderful wellness clinic in Silver Spring, Maryland. Just the energy, when you enter, the energy is just absolutely wonderful. Asante Wellness Center, and he's here today talking to us about this notion of wellness. Jim, let's talk about your center. It's just an amazing place. The energy, when I walked in, the energy, the feeling, the experience, one arrives and does not want to leave. How do you maintain that energy?
Thank you very much. I'll take
You're
that
welcome.
As a compliment. We maintain it through ongoing positive spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Ongoing spiritual practice. It is self-sustaining. As we continue to join and commune in positive spiritual experience, the energy tends to sustain itself and continue to build and grow.
And wouldn't you say that is exactly what we as individuals need to be doing, engaging in and embracing in order to keep us spiritually well?
Yes.
You described it so beautifully.
Thank you.
And I really would encourage my listeners, if they live in the Washington, D.C., the greater Washington, D.C. area, to really take a trip to Asante Wellness Center. You will be just as blown away as I was at the energy, at the interaction, the beauty, the joy, the peacefulness, which is what we're all seeking in our growth, in our spiritual growth and in the pathways of... So what do you offer? What do you have to offer
at our center, Asante Wellness Center? I offer holistic counseling. I'm also a Reiki master teacher and engage in shamanic practice as well, so shamanic healing techniques. We also have Glenda, who is a massage therapist and does process-oriented body work. She brings a wonderful melding of physical massage along with a deep level of energetic healing. She also practices somatic experiencing to help people release trauma or grief that is stuck somewhere in the body. And we also offer spiritual counseling. Marika is a spiritual counselor and helps people to clear karma, to open to their full guidance. We offer yoga. Twice a month, we have spiritual gatherings where we it's kind of like a church alternative. We draw from any of the world religions, but looking at common threads for spiritual growth, encouraging each person on their individual path. And we offer spiritual cinema once a month, drumming circles once a month, and are beginning now to conjure up some plans for this fall.
Wonderful.
In terms of workshops and educational program, just to help people attend and bring about greater wellness.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. It sounds like a well-balanced, you're offering a very well-balanced curriculum. What I'm really interested in, where you caught my interest, where you caught my attention, as you describe what you describe, the release of trauma and grief and a whole lot of the stuff that we hold on to that prevents us from really functioning from that place of spiritual wellness. So you talked about the release of trauma, and you talked about shamanic healing, and you talked about Reiki. All these things are energetic ways to release that trauma, et cetera, that we talk about. What would your advice be? Imagine I'm your you know, I walk into your office and I'm like, well, I've been on this path for 2 years now, and I meditate and I breathe and I do walking and I fast every now and again, but I'm stuck. I feel like I'm stuck. And in my meditation, I'm beginning to remember perhaps incidents that were taking place in my life when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar?
Very, very often the case, yes.
Because we sometimes don't realize that when we begin the spiritual practice, it will take us to the place where we're stuck. So among this variety and this wealth of what you have to offer, what would be the best for me to help me to release what needs to be released? How do I do that?
Well, first off, Norma, I like to normalize that experience. We are growing and evolving beings. And often we will circle right back around to some of the same traumas or challenges that we thought we'd already dealt with. They come up again for yet another layer of healing. So in what I will often draw for clients, I'm a former special ed teacher, so I love the visual presentation as well, the multisensory education. But a two-part spiral. I think the process of healing and enlightening is a two-part strand, much like the DNA molecule, the double helix. There's always a strand of releasing those things which no longer serve us, which may be trauma or wrongly held thoughts or beliefs of our limitations or wounds or challenges, any of the shortcomings that we hold on to. And the second thread being building upon that which does serve. So always a thread of releasing that which doesn't serve, building upon that which does. And they're interwoven and they're connected throughout, like a spiral staircase or the DNA molecule. So in terms of releasing trauma, it's helpful to feel into it, to see where it sits in the body, to see what other thoughts go along with it. And I will guide clients through guided imagery or somatic experiencing, help them to feel into it. When we can find an origin or a starting point or any particular memory that comes up, we'll then work through completing it or changing it or bringing a positive reframe to it so that it's not held in a stuck or unfinished manner. Often that means helping people to find a way to purge difficult emotions, or to assert themselves and confront the challenge so that they can again feel empowered.
Wow.
The ability to bring about different outcome. And very often with that work, there's just such a freedom and an expansiveness that comes as we tap into our power and our ability to alter our experience and to understand it from a different perspective.
From a different perspective. So what I'm hearing here is, for the average listener who is tuned in and has started on this journey, in order for us to take ourselves into that place where we are becoming we are becoming, we're getting to the place where we can be spiritually well, it is necessary to first of all pay attention.
Yes.
And secondly, when we have paid attention, to recognize, tell me if I'm wrong here or if I'm not stating this correctly, to recognize that we may need some help to clear that which is in the way out so that we can move on to higher heights.
Yes. Yes. And there's tremendous power in allowing another to witness our challenges and our successes.
Oh, gosh, say that again, please. That's powerful. Please, say that again and say it slowly. There is tremendous power
in allowing another to witness our challenges and our successes.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, we're opening up ourselves to the gift that will come with the release, but we're also offering another the opportunity to be a witness.
Yes.
And to be blessed by. That is powerful, Jim.
Yes, yes. If I can back up even a step further, Norma, you asked about spiritual wellness, and my mind quickly jumped to a very, very simple poem by Meister Eckhart.
Mm-hmm.
Meister Eckhart lived in the 13th and early 14th century. He was a Catholic priest, a Catholic monk.
Uh-huh.
Had a great deal of challenge with the Catholic Church at that time because he was seen as quite a rebel. But he tells us, it is a lie, any talk of God that does not comfort you.
Uh-huh.
It is a lie, any talk of God that does not comfort you. So with any of my clients, and especially in the context of spiritual well-being, when we are spiritually well and connected, we can feel the goodness of that. When we feel less than comfortable, we have some adjustments to make. There's something in that discomfort that we can release.
Mm-hmm. And it is time to kind of seek out the opportunity to offer another the blessing to work with us in getting that out of the way.
Yes.
We are living in extraordinary times. We are living in evolutionary times. I believe we are living at a new dawn for Earth and a new beginning for mankind. And it is critically important, wouldn't you say, that we pay attention to that which needs to be released and to allow ourselves to be awakened to that which, the possibilities of that which is to come, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. And if we simplify it, spiritual wellness is a lot like a good-fitting pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Or a good-fitting pair of shoes. It just fits.
Mm-hmm. And we can flow.
Yes.
It allows the flowing.
And when the jeans don't fit, well, try on a different pair.
Mm-hmm.
When the shoes don't fit, yeah, we can walk in them anyway. We can give ourselves blisters and all kinds of foot challenges and exhaustion, or we can change the shoes.
Oh, yes, and as you say that, that's a very good example for me because recently, you know, being a woman and a female, and I've been used to running around in these high heels, et cetera, et cetera, and about a year ago, I decided, no more discomfort. And I took myself to a very famous shoe store and determined that comfort was going to be the key for my feet from that time onwards.
Very good for you. Good for you.
And so we can liken that to what you're saying to my listeners, that wherever you are in this spiritual growth, wherever there is not a feeling quite of comfort and a fit, we're giving them permission. It's okay. You can release, let go, and turn to something that is a lot more comfortable.
Yes, yes.
The practice may need tweaking a little bit, but it is okay. We're giving permission. I see we're at the halfway mark. Time flies so fast. Don't go away, my listeners. We are going to be right back after the break, and we will talk a little bit about how you can what is available to you out there that would help you to begin to release, relax, let go, and flow into the oneness and the unity of the universe.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. What are your cards telling you? Aces are very independent. Twos can mean love to be paired. And an eight means a power card. The cards give us all the information that we need about love and relationships, and most importantly, our matches. To find out what your cards say, and so much more, tune in to Love, Relationships, and Destiny with your personal psychic, Adrian Miles, live every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Which cards are in your future?
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. You're listening to Spirituality 101, and my guest today is Jim Goodwin, and he is the founder and director of Asante Wellness Center, and we are getting such information. I would like, Jim, for you to step back just a little bit. Something you say that is still exploding in my brain, when you said you gave us that description for spiritual wellness and the fact that it should flow, it should fit. Just like a good pair of jeans, and I wondered if you could just summarize that again for my listeners, because it's still exploding in my mind.
Okay. As I said, I believe that we are limitless beings because we're tapped into a limitless universe. When we learn how to discern goodness of fit, those things that work for us, those things that allow us to flow, then it begins to multiply and magnify our positive experience. When we hold ourselves separate from that flow, we feel stress, we feel tension, we feel dis-ease in the body, and we feel that things aren't working. So our continuing ability to feel into our life's experience, our thought process, we gain greater and greater ability to tap into spiritual wellness and all that it holds for us. The body gives clues, the emotional brain gives clues, the thought process gives clues as to how well we are going with the flow and whether or not adjustments are needed.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't have read it anywhere better. Now, you are a medical intuitive.
Yes.
You know, I've been dying to get there in this interview.
I'm looking forward to that session, Norma. You will be a very welcome guest here.
Now, I want you, because a lot of people out there are not even aware that there are people like yourself walking around. You're like a walking echograph machine, a walking x-ray machine. Tell us, how does the ability to be able to intuitively read the auric field, which is what I believe you do naturally, how does that tie in with this whole thing called spiritual wellness? How can you be most effective to me and my listeners as we're seeking out to be spiritually well, spiritually grounded, spiritually rooted? How does that ability that you have tie in to that need for spiritual grounding?
very often when a client comes to me to begin the next stages of their healing process, I like to start with a comprehensive aura reading.
Mm-hmm.
You said you called me a walking echogram. That brought up positive and negative feelings in me. For one thing, I want to clarify that I can read auras to great depth when I intend to. And blessedly, it's not mm-hmm. like a Stephen King novel where I just automatically am bombarded with all
yeah.
kinds of information yeah. everywhere that I go. So yeah. I'm thankful for that. I do read auras with my eyes closed. I have to intend to do so. And I always ask a person's permission because it does provide very personal information.
Mm-hmm.
It gives for me a visual map of a person's energy flow through and around their body. So as I work with a client, I will take a moment just to help them center and calm themselves. All of life emits vibrations. Well, and even those things that we would consider non-living emit vibrations. I happen to be calibrated and tuned into human auras. I have friends who can read animals with great ease. That takes a lot of effort for me, and it's a little fuzzy, but I can read humans with great ease. So the aura ebbs and flows, and it changes according to what we're thinking and doing and who we're with. So I like to help people get to a place of centered calm so that we can return to their familiar patterns of energy flow. And then I will just describe to them what I see in my mind's eye in terms of the colors, the balance. To my mind's eye, the aura looks very much like a hand-blown glass paperweight. There's the overriding shape and color of it. And then inside, in the center, there's very often a much more intricate design. So as I look at a person's aura, I see the outer layers, the outer field, and that's going to be how they approach life and how they walk through the world. And then as I zoom in my mind's eye, I see the specifics. And that looks very much like an MRI or a colorized X-ray, where I can see great detail, as specific as a hairline fracture or an ingrown hair or a toothache, but also more esoteric or abstract concepts like self-esteem or grief. They will show up as a visual picture related to the energy flow in the body. As I help client, as I see blocks in the aura, changes in the field or shadow or darkness, I'll name it for the client. We'll begin to fish around a little bit, experiment, and see what it might be related to. The whole body holds memory. The whole body holds energy and relies upon it for its sustenance. So as we tease apart that visual picture, we'll get ideas as to the connections, mind, body, and spirit, that we can find there and how then to free them up and allow for an easy flow of energy. And to my eye, it'll give the visual reward of a brightened place where there used to be shadow. Then we know we hit it.
And so what I'm hearing here is this is just another phenomenal tool that has been made available to us in these times that we live in. I mean, we're living in times when we have to clear space very quickly, and lots and lots and lots of spirits are descending here, like yourself, with the memory of the skills and ability that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And in this strive for spiritual wellness, it's critically important that we begin to do the research to find the skills and the resources that are necessary to help us to open up, because getting to the next level requires clearing away stuff and opening up. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. Now, from my special ed background, I mentioned earlier that I love multisensory instruction, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and I happen to be a very visual learner, and that's, I think, why I have developed that gift of seeing the aura. Others, we all have some senses, though, our preferred learning styles. So any one of us, even if we can't see an aura, we can feel an energy flow.
Uh-huh.
We can sense certain sensations, and many people can audiate. They can actually hear spiritual messages. So everybody has a preferred learning style, and spirit and one's own spirit tends to have preferences, a starting point for receiving spiritual information and messages. From that point, however, we can build upon all of the other senses, including the other spiritual senses.
Quite correct. Quite correct. This has just been so informative. So informative, because it is so critically important, I believe, that in these times and with the light that is entering into the planet right now, that we begin to seek out the ways and the means that we can enhance our spiritual practices and be able to move us up to the highest level. How long would you say it takes to clear the average human being who may come to you? You read the auric field and now there's need for clearance. Is that going to take 2 weeks, a month, 3 months,
six months? I can't even begin to put a timeline on it. For a more advanced client, often just naming it, they will know where to take it from there. The healing process, I guess it depends a bit on how long the discomfort has been there, how deeply rooted. It may take just a couple sessions, or it may take the process of a year or 2 years. I would say, generally speaking, many of my clients come for 6 months to a year, but there's a great deal of variation within that.
I hear that. I hear that. And I have to say to you, God bless you. God bless you for the work that you do and the services that you're offering. As you, I'm sure, can well agree with me on the fact that before the times that we live in today, these practices were kind of like kept very only for the initiated. The awareness that even this sort of healing and transformation was possible was not kind of available to the average person in the street. Times have changed, and the universe is now sending to us souls who are wide open to remembering the skills that they have developed in past lives, etc. And this is now open to us. And so I really, really want to encourage my listeners to seek out. Your spiritual practice is doing for you what it needs to do for you. But if you're feeling stuck, it might be because you need some help in order to move to the next level. I'd like to also offer this website, www.seatonhealth.org. www.seatonhealth.org. And there you will find a free assessment test on your spiritual well-being. I found it very helpful, and I have kind of guided other people to go up there and take the test. It's a free assessment. You can go up and you can do the assessment, which will help you to kind of identify areas in which you may be needing some release and some opening and some work, and the places where you have perhaps by yourself and with your spiritual practices have been able to move to other levels. Believe it or not, I see they're calling on us for yet another break. And so we will go to the break, and when we come back, we will finish up this wonderful interview with Jim, and he will tell us a little bit more about the center and how we can make contact. Don't go away. This is Spirituality 101, and we will be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. I hope, like I have been, I've been absolutely mystified and absolutely informed by my guest, Jim Goodman, today. We'd like to now ask Jim to share with us all that the Asante Wellness Center has to offer. How can my listeners get in touch with you? And what services do you guys offer? Because like I say, I've been to Asante Wellness Center and it's just a delight. And I'd like to really open up that opportunity for all of my listeners. So tell us a little bit more about what you offer.
A good place to start is our website.
Uh-huh.
Find Asante Wellness Center at www.mysantiwellnesscenter.com. That's www.mysantewellnesscenter.com. Santé, by the way, is Swahili for health. French, pronounced santé as well. And we have listed there our services, our practitioners, and a calendar of events. So at our center, we have the individual services, massage, process-oriented body work, spiritual counseling, holistic counseling, shamanic healing. We also have a reflexologist who comes in, a nutritional counselor and holistic coach. We offer yoga classes. We offer spiritual gatherings. A big part of what we like to do and what we're building upon is offering opportunities for spiritual community. No man or woman is an island.
Uh-huh.
And if they are, I haven't met them. And they're probably not. Well, I don't know. Anyway, we like to offer opportunities for people to come together in a positive spiritual community and begin to try on different ideas, different ways of being, hearing what others are doing and experiencing, and to be able to share themselves where they are in their growth process along their spiritual journey, their wellness path, and beginning to bounce ideas off one another.
Wonderful. 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 Now, tell me, do you do any of your readings or do you do anything on the telephone? Because my listeners come from all over the country.
I do. I do. Blessedly, spirit is not limited to time and space as we are in our conscious mind. So if I have your full name, I can tap into your aura, the energy vibration that you are, anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So often I do, well, not often, but many times I have done aura readings over the phone or via Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful.
The spirit will offer a wonderful visual impression of how energy is held in the body and how it's moving.
And how it is moving. Now, what is your email address?
My email address is Jim Goodwin, LCPC. That's all one word, JIMGOODWINLCPC at AOL.com. Mm-hmm. We also have an email through the Santi Wellness Center, which I shared a moment ago. And our phone number is also on that website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it has been such a phenomenal pleasure interviewing you today and learning so much about what you do. I just want to offer up blessings for the work that you do here on the planet and ask that the universe would expand your territory, because you have so much to offer in times when we are so in need of help and of assistance in helping us to clear space so that we can become spiritually rooted, spiritually grounded. I have a...
Norma, if I may, I want to commend you for the same. I thank you for your role in networking and bringing people together and helping to promote positive wellness experiences and learning. It's a wonderful place that you hold, and I love the idea that we're on the same team.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Spirit knows. Now, one of the things that we say a lot on this show, that I try to say a lot on this show, is that we are spirits desperately attempting while we're here to fit into this human framework and have this human experience. So with that in mind, I want to kind of close the show with this question to my listeners and to both of us, because every now and again, we also need to be reminded. Which are you? Which category? Which of these two categories do you fit into? And this is for my listeners as well. Are you a human being trying to have a spiritual experience? Or are you a spiritual being having a human experience? Because the answer to that question will determine how much stress you're carrying in your body.
I consider myself a spiritual being.
Go up on the website, www.seatonhealth.org, and take that free assessment test that will help you to discover whether or not you need to be calling the Sante Wellness Center and talking to Jim so that you can give them an opportunity to be a witness to your healing. If you're listening to my voice, I want to thank you for taking the opportunity to spend this Friday afternoon with us. I sincerely hope that you are leaving us with a perhaps few different perspectives than when you tuned in. And I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for the fact that you are actively taking an active part in your spiritual growth and your development. And, of course, if you're listening to this show, it's because you obviously feel that your spiritual wellness is very much important. I want to remind you of a couple of things. This is the year 2012. It's the end of a 26,000-year cycle for planet Earth. Other civilizations perished. Are we ready to make a difference this time? Be well, walk in the light, and remember, if you have found your way to planet Earth in these very, very evolutionary times, you and I, we have argued for the right to be here on planet Earth at this time. And now that we are here, we have got to hold very closely to the understanding that light is the steward of creation, and that there is enough light coming onto the planet that will see us through the end of this year and into 2013. Walk softly, gently on the planet, for we each of us argued for our rights to be here. Be blessed, and until next week, walk in the light, and remember, you are a child of the universe. Thank you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week. Make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.